People not only claimed these devilfish could drag ships under, but a certain Olaus Magnus tells of a cephalopod a mile long that looked more like an island than an animal. There's also the story of how the Bishop of Trondheim set up an altar one day on an immense rock. After he finished saying mass, this rock started moving and went back into the sea. The rock was a devilfish. "And that's everything we know?" the Canadian asked. "No," I replied. "Another bishop, Pontoppidan of Bergen, also tells of a devilfish, so large a whole cavalry regiment could maneuver on it." "They sure did go on, those old-time bishops," Ned Land said. Finally, the naturalists of antiquity mentioned some monsters with mouths as big as a gulf, which were too huge to get through the Straits of Gibraltar. "Good work, men," the Canadian put in. "But in all these stories, is there any truth?" Conseil asked. "None at all, my friends, at least in those that go beyond the bounds of credibility and fly off into fable or legend. Yet, for the imaginings of these storytellers, there had to be, if not a cause, at least an excuse. It can't be denied that some species of squid and other devilfish are quite large, though still smaller than cetaceans.